On this Monday morning, this is the time each week that we set aside as our Made in Michigan Monday feature. This is a little variation this morning, but we had in Gerald R. Ford a Made in Michigan president, and so I thought it'd be a nice time for us to talk about the Gerald R. Ford Museum in Grand Rapids. They have a special exhibit going on for Black History Month this month. Joining us right now from the Gerald R. Ford Museum in Grand Rapids, Kristen Mooney. Kristen, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Describe, if you would, what the Gerald R. Ford Museum is.
Well, we tell the story of President Ford. We start with his early years. We tell his story as a young youth. He was born in Omaha, Nebraska, relocated at a very young age here in Grand Rapids with his mother, and, you know, just grew up, went to the University of Michigan. We tell the story of his time in the U.S. Navy during World War II, and then his congressional story, as well as what he did while he was our congressman, and then vice president, president, and then his retired years.
An amazing ascent in politics, never necessarily intended to become president, yet served in that role in a very tumultuous time in this country, didn't he?
Yes, yes, he did. And, you know, he really chose to heal the nation and, you know, get things back on track. There was inflation issues, unemployment issues. The city of New York was in some financial ruins. So there was quite a few things going on.
What are some things that people will see when they visit the Gerald R. Ford Museum?
Well, we have some of the items on display that I enjoy are, we have a piece of the Berlin Wall. And that was, of course, erected right after World War II, and then came down in the 1989-1990 era. Mm-hmm. So we have a piece of that. We also have the stairs off the U.S. Embassy in Saigon. And that area, we talk about the fall of the Vietnam War and just what went into that, how congressional funding played a role, and, you know, that time period as well. And one other piece we have on display is the Profile in Courage Award, and that was given to President Ford by the Kennedy Foundation in honor of his healing the nation after the Nixon presidency.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's presidential museums are very special, aren't they?
Yeah, we there are 13 that are funded by the National Archives, and they also have presidential foundations who provide extreme support for all of those activities, exhibits, and things like that. And then there are some privately run presidential homes as well.
Mentioned that during Black History Month there is a special exhibit going on. Tell us a little bit about that.
So we have the Continual Struggle opening up on February 20th, and it's an exhibit that looks at the pain, sacrifice, emotions of those who fought for the civil rights movement here in the United States. It began in 2003 as a small 11-piece exhibit, and the artist Brian Washington continued to add to that, and it opened in 2016 as a two-part piece at the Lyndon Johnson Library. And after that run, they contacted us, and we were excited here to be opening that this month.
That's fantastic. Grand Rapids is such a great place to visit from anywhere in Michigan. It's a pretty quick, easy getaway. If folks from our area wanted to come over to Grand Rapids to visit the Gerald R. Ford Presidential Museum, what would they need to do and need to know about coming over for a visit?
Well, we have free parking on site, which is always a plus in any city. But you can check out our website at fordlibrarymuseum.gov, and that lists the exhibits, our times, our admission prices. And we also have some special programming related to the Continual Struggle exhibit. Opening the exhibit will be Brian Washington on February 20th, and that's a free evening program. And then we also have Dr. Randall Jelks coming in on February 27th to do a discussion related to the exhibit, and that will also be in the evening and free.
Fantastic. We will check out the website, and a lot of us hopefully will come over and visit the Gerald R. Ford Museum in Grand Rapids. Kristen, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Right, bye now.